The latest one being... The latest one being Theo. This quick, light, Greek-style cassoulet.
Yes.
There was some debate among the three of you as to where cassoulet was originally from. And I feel I need to umpire, because we had... Tell me where you were at with it, because Franco was...
It's an Italian dish.
Franco is saying that quite adamantly and with conviction, but I would beg to differ.
Beg as much as you want. Okay,
The cassoulet is a French word, but you've got a Spanish version as well.
I think what you'll find is if you break the dish down, we're talking about meat and beans.
Yes.
And any hemisphere in the world can take ownership of that. And Franco's flying the Italian flag, and I'm not having it. It's just a different cassoulet.
Well, reason. We don't even call it a cassoulet. We call it pasta fagioli.
With your sexy Italian accent.
The cassoulet doesn't even exist as far as we're concerned, because it's just Italian.
I know this is a Greek cassoulet because it's got my lovely Greek sausage in it.
That's what makes it Greek.
No comment.
Yes.
Is it?
No, really. It does. It's got two parts. Right, they're definitely silent. Let's just talk through it, Theo.
Right, so it's sure that I said to you today, no smut, Theo.
You did. This is what I'm surprised you invited me. So there's two things I love about this dish that I can explain. One, this is normally a cassoulet, or how did you put it, Frank?
Pasta fagioli.
Pasta fagioli.
Well, of course we would have pasta, but you haven't got pasta, but it's close enough.
Well,
you know?
Can we just rewind the audio? So the whole debate on my beans with sausage, and you've just declared that your version doesn't have any beans in it.
But it has beans. No, it has beans, it has sausage, and it has pasta.
Overdoing it, as always. Italians never know when to stop.
More is better.
I have big love for all my Italian brothers out there. So, there's two things I wanted to mention about the cassoulet, why I love this. One, it's traditionally a slow-cooked dish. Probably in every... For all three of us, it's a slow-cooked dish, and this one isn't. It's really quick.
Is that why you've called it the quick Greek-style cassoulet?
Yeah, I did, because it's quite cool. There's the way this works is I've used tinned cannellini beans, and I put one set of beans in at the beginning, which mush down, which thicken the sauce, and then I put another tin of the cannellini beans in right at the very end, that just warm through. So you get the thick sauce, which gives a feeling of a slow, tender, slow-cooked cassoulet.
Where are we getting this flavour? There is a lightness to it. I'm guessing, because I've got the recipe in front of me, that it's coming from the lemon. Is that what's making the difference?
There's a bit of lemon. It's actually, for this one, it's the Greek sausage, Luganica, which is a traditional Greek sausage, and it's marinated in red wine and smoked as well.
But you can use pretty well any sausage. I mean, you could use the smoky Toulouse sausages, the Polish sausages.
The Italian sausages.
Yes, the Italian. If I thought we were going to have some kind of international incident today, I would have kept you two apart.
I know.
No, note to self. Is there some historical rivalry between Greece and Italy recently?
Well, not until about 5 minutes.
The Romans... beat the bejeebus out of the Greeks.
This is true,
really,
yes.
Isn't it, really?
And it's quite clear that
we're having
feelings...
a pop at the nationality that created democracy and civilisation.
Wow, dear Nick, shall I sit in between them?
Well, do you know what? I'm beginning to think the table plan hasn't worked today at all. Moving on from history and getting into terrible trouble, Danielle, you had two bowls of that.
I did. Sorry, I've already finished it. It's all gone. It's lovely.
Franco, really nice. Can you bring yourself, in spite of your antipathy to the claimed ownership that Theo has over this dish, can you bring yourself to say that you enjoyed the dish?
I thought it was marvellous.
I'm blushing.
In fact, I looked to see if there was any left, but Danielle had it all.
Nick had some too.
No, we didn't. I'm looking at your undersized Tupperware that you brought today.
Yeah, you just didn't
apologize.
Bring enough.
I do apologise, actually. Well, I'm very honoured that you all love it so much.
The most important thing, because when you said cassoulet, I thought, oh, really, cassoulet for the summer? This is a lighter, just a more flavoursome version than the heavy autumnal cassoulet that you get in France. Isn't it, Theo?
No, it certainly is. And that's... I personally think this is a great summer dish because, you know, a squeeze of lemon over it before you serve it. You could use parsley. I've used basil in this one. I've put some tomatoes in it as well. A little drizzle of olive oil at the end. And to me, it's a really... It's a humble dish. That's what cassoulet is about, you know. It's village food and it's beautiful.
Well, I think it is absolutely gorgeous. I enjoyed my portion greatly. I love cassoulet anyway, but I really like the twist you've put on it here to make it a little bit lighter, just... more summery, and the beauty as well of this recipe is that it is actually very, very short. When you look at Theo's recipe, it's barely sort of three instructions. You want to gently fry some olive oil, the onions, celery, carrot as well for about 10 minutes. They'll be translucent and just turning golden. Then add in 5 minutes. Lovely supper. Theo, where are meatballs from?
Well, these are kioftedes, which are a famous Greek meatball. But I have to say, in line with the cobbled kitchen, I love the fact, because is there some cumin in this as well?
I can't remember. Okay. I tell you what I put in, is it quite a lot of ras el hanout. Which does have cumin and allspice and coriander and all that.
It's got the earthiness, but then you get that sweetness of the apricot as well. These are delicious.
Mm. Yeah, you've got tomato on your left cheek.
No, that'll be lipstick.
I'm struggling to take you seriously.
Oh, no, if my wife is listening, that's tomato.
Is that or she wears a very orangey...
Right, I'm now doing this thing where when you haven't got a mirror, you're wiping your whole face.
You've got no idea.
And everyone is still looking at the same spot, so I think I haven't wiped it off.
No, I haven't.
Come on, look, I'm a mum.
Right, go on, here comes Daniel.
Right, Daniel, if you spit on that first...
There you go.
Thank you. Is it not the worst memory of childhood when your grandma or your mother used to spit on a tissue and wipe your cheek with it?
And then afterwards they'd tuck it under their sleeve. Oh. They would though, wouldn't they? And they'd do that horrible thing when they'd go first.
So the ras el hanout is a good ingredient.